At the CURB annual meeting, I'm visiting with James Garris. And James, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
Well, I'm like Evelyn, I'm a historical climatologist, but what I am specifically is a historical climatological analyst. My degree is actually in international business. So I take the information from the science that we study and from the history and how it affects people that Evelyn brought into it, and I figure out how the climate affects industry, economies, and policies and politics. So once again, we're just spreading the overall outreach that our information provides for our clients and readers.
Well, it's fascinating topic, fascinating information that you guys present here. What are a couple key takeaways here? I know you talked about some of the causes behind some of the weather patterns we've had recently, and even took a look ahead, too.
Of course. The two biggest takeaways that I would find is, one, we should have the El Nino continuing through spring and into early summer. What this means is better precipitation for the south and for the west, as well as for the Midwest, drier and less precipitation in the north and the northeast and along the eastern coast. But once again, like last year, we can experience a lot of this rainfall to not come steadily over weeks and months, but to come in intense storms over the course of a few days, followed by long dry spells. Additionally to that, we can experience a good chance of a La Nina hitting us late summer into early fall. If it hits in July or August, it'll have a drying effect on some of the crops that are trying to flourish during that time frame. But if it hits in September, it means most of the crops will have grown relatively well, especially those planted earlier in the year, and will mean for a dry harvest.
Well, that sounds like some good food for thought if you're especially in this crop insurance business. I did like one comment, I think, I'm not sure who said it, about, you know, when you see a headline, you know, the hottest in the history or wettest or coldest, that's usually based on information that's, you know, at the most about 50 years old.
That is correct, yeah. We started taking satellite imagery along the mid-70s, as that's when we started collecting data that helped us prepare or helped us see weather patterns in a visual form. We utilized data from hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago through rings and coral rings, ice cores, documentation. But when you see those headlines, it's always good to keep in mind that most of those headlines are covering the last 50 years, not the last 500.
Fascinating information. Thank you for the quick opportunity to visit with you here. I know you've got some people with some questions and would like to talk with you. James Garris here at the CURB Annual Meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.